When God raised him to life, did he bring back sin with him? So I'm one with him. I don't participate with sin. I am not a sinner. And we need to get that in our spirits. So when the urge or the temptation or the pressure come, I don't participate. I resist. I reject. I cast down. Because I know greater is he that swear in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. So I read it again, then we'll close right here. But you got to hear this. And I will continually long to know the wonders of Jesus more fully and to experience the overflowing power of his resurrection working in me. I will be one with him in his suffering, and I'll be one with him in his death. Only then will I be able to experience complete oneness with him in his resurrection from the realm of death. As long as I'm half in, half out, I don't get very far with the Lord in this revelation knowledge. Walking with him, operating in it. A sometime Bible reader, sometime prayer. Sometime I do the word. Most time I'm doing my thing. Remember the Sesame Street? Sometime, no, when I become one with him, that's when I would experience a death like he is. The world is dead to me. The world is dead to you. And I will experience that in my walk with him. When I long, the King James said that, says it like this, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering. I know what it means to suffer. I don't suffer sickness and disease, but I know when I become one with him, I'm going to suffer persecution. I'm going to be talked about. They're going to call me name, but it doesn't matter. But I know I'm dead to this world, so this world pressure can't pull me over into it because I'm one with him. I will experience this in my walk with him, that I can know him better. And Paul said, this is one thing I do, I forget what's behind me. All the past failure, I don't hatch him up. I don't even allow the devil to bring a picture or a photo. I don't allow him to do that. It's behind me, it's done, it's past, and I don't let it become something that I dwell on. I'm looking unto him who is set before me. He's the author. He's the finisher. He's the one that I want to know. He's the one that filled my heart with more and more of who he is. Can we say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Look like I feel like a shout coming on. God, you're good. Father, you're good. Woo, glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how many hungry people do I have in here? When you're spiritually hungry, you are looking and searching for more and more truth. Now, you're not just showing up just to be religious, you know. I'm just coming to church because they expect me to be here. No, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm not just coming to church because somebody put a little pressure on me and said, you need to be here. No, I'm coming because I'm hungry. Hallelujah. I come so I could raise my hand with the brother and sister. I want somebody to raise a hand with me. I've been raising them at the house by myself, but I come where I can get some more to raise the hand with me. because I'm hungry. I got to praise and I got to get it out. I got some thanks in my heart and I got to express it. I want somebody else to join me in this celebration. Hallelujah. Whew. Whew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is it true? Well, then you ought to do it. Hallelujah. Go ahead and stand up with me. Get ready to release your faith. Believe in God. Thank God. Say with me, thank you, Lord.